The Crossroad, written by Mark Donaldson, VC, and read by David Tredinnick. Joe was put into a car to be taken care of by a medic. It was far too dangerous for an AME, even if it had been necessary for him. Rounds were still coming at us. I remember seeing shrapnel bounce off a car, whizzing and tumbling along next to it, still spinning in the dirt beside me. With the rocket, I managed to seemingly nullify one Taliban position, but it was impossible to tell how many more of the enemy were firing at us. As a scout for the patrol, my job was to find out where they were and shoot back, while reporting information up the chain through the 2IC, Bruce. But it had become pretty clear that we were caught in an ambush of some size. After that opening assault, which went for about 20 minutes, things went into a brief lull before it was on again. A volley cut straight through our patrol, four or five of the bullets coming between me and my patrol mate, Taylor, who was only a couple of metres away. We realised this firing was coming from behind us, on the high ground to the north. This was the moment we understood we were surrounded, including from above, obviously at a major disadvantage, and being driven towards an open killing ground to the west. We felt really exposed at that point. Fortunately, one of the American JTACs, Joint Terminal Attack Controllers, who call in airstrikes, had got an F-18 jet overhead, and it gave us some breathing space by coming through with a couple of gun runs to the north, putting rounds from its 30mm cannon onto the fighters there. The JTAC, who was in one of the Hummers with a stack of communications technology, must have given the pilot a good talk-on, describing the target, because those rounds caused the enemy to back off for about 10 minutes. Despite increasing casualties, the Americans were still insisting on trying to get back to Anaconda. We kept trying to persuade them to wait till night. Another gun run from the jets gave us some more relief, but it only quietened the enemy for a few minutes. The shooting returned more heavily from the Greenbelt. About a kilometre thick, the Greenbelt had plenty of cornfields, trees and buildings for the enemy to hide in. Our car was giving us cover, but was also the enemy's target. Whichever side we hit on, we'd receive incoming fire from that flank. When we switched, we'd cop it from there. Five of us were racing from side to side, huddling in and trying to get some rounds off, but we were mainly on the receiving end. Every car was getting covered in buzzing hornets, and RPGs were flying across the bonnet.